Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our fourth and final hour. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. It's great to be with you and great to welcome back to the show the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, the one, the only mom of the year and a great friend, Laura Trump. Laura Trump! Hello!
Oh my gosh, wow. Well, thank you. Mom of the year. Did you tell my kids that?
Yeah, I'll tell your kids. I told Eric that last time he was on the show, too. I was like, you better treat her right, buddy.
Gotta let him know.
How you doing?
We're doing great. I'm in Detroit, Michigan right now, just making sure that we lock up the state of Michigan, of course, for Donald J. Trump. We're doing great. We got 25 days to victory, so we're feeling strong.
Are you using a fake Detroit accent like Kamala Harris did?
I mean, I try, obviously, to assimilate to my wherever I am. Of course not. That's ridiculous, and it's so insulting to people. My gosh.
Oh, it really is. It's so insulting. You're working really hard. I got to tell you, I mean, I saw you in Philadelphia at the Union League a couple weeks ago. The protectthevote.com, swampthevote.com, trumpforce47.com. Laura, I've never seen such an organized effort to get people registered, to get them to vote, and to ensure ballot integrity in my entire life, and I've been in politics for a long time. I've never seen it disorganized before. So kudos to you and Chairman Michael Whatley for that, really.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. That's really been our big effort since the day that we became chair and co-chair of the RNC. You know, we said we have two functions at the RNC, and that is to get out the vote and protect the ballot. It seemed like for a long time, the RNC probably did maybe too many things or tried to do too many things. And so we said, we're going to make sure that we get the biggest number of people out to vote this election cycle, and we are going to ensure a free, fair, and transparent election. And you may have heard whenever we took over, we said, you know what, we're going to put a lofty goal out there of 100,000 people that we are going to have volunteer to be part of this effort of election integrity. Because, look, we can never go back and relive the 2020 election ever again. We're never going back to that. And we said 100,000 people that will train to be poll watchers, poll workers, work in the tabulation centers, be legal experts. And can we get to 100,000? We're not sure. We, as of 2 weeks ago, have trained 200,000, not just 100,000 people across this country.
Wow.
And so we're very proud of that. Thank you.
That is awesome. And I had my buddy on, who's a Cape May County Republican chairman. He said he's sending people from Cape May County to Pennsylvania to help out with the effort there, which is key. Laura, I think your father-in-law is doing a great job. I really do. I feel the momentum there. And I got to tell you, you know, I can sense in him that he feels it too. He seems very comfortable, very excited. And when he went back to Butler, I mean, man, that was incredible. That moment where he said, as I was saying, that was probably one of the greatest. I'm serious. I mean, that's going to go down, really, honestly, as one of the signature moments in American history. I really believe that.
Well, I just give him a lot of credit in general for going back because, you know, most people would have experienced something like that. I mean, nearly losing his life, literally within not even an inch, millimeters of losing his life. And yet he felt almost immediately that it was important that he go back there and make sure that he formed a new memory with the people of Butler, Pennsylvania, and really kind of have a healing moment for the country. And I think that's what you saw happen there. But you're right. To then turn and just start as though nothing had ever happened, as I was saying with the chart up. Epic, epic, epic. And that's Donald Trump, and that's how he does everything. And because of that, look, that's who he is. And Kamala Harris couldn't, on her best day, with all the help in the world, with all the push from the media, with all the money from the donors, ever even get to a level close to Donald Trump. Because he doesn't have to try and fake anything. Doesn't fake an accent. Doesn't fake anything. It is true and it is authentic when it comes to Donald Trump. And you saw that in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Laura Trump is with me, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. It's great to have her on the show. It really is. I think his message is really driving home, too. The economy is the issue. It really is. It's everything. And, you know, I do the grocery shopping in my family, Laura. I love to cook. And my wife's Irish, so I'm Italian. So obviously I do the cooking, you know, obviously. And I'm just still amazed at the price of groceries. And, you know, I asked all the people who were the checkout clerks at Wegmans the other day if they think that big grocery is secretly colluding to raise prices. And they were like, no. No, it's not that at all, actually. It's inflation.
Yeah, you mean the 1.2% margin that these grocery stores actually make on their product? You don't think that that's price gouging or price gauging, depending on what Kamala Harris is reading off of the teleprompter?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's price ridiculous. Gauging.
I know. And it's so tone deaf, too. And I think the American people are also waking up to the fact that the war on energy that the left has done for all these years has brought us to this point. And I can tell you this, no one, and I mean no one, believes that Kamala Harris would get in as president and not go after fracking. I believe that on day one, she would sign an executive order putting a moratorium on it. And I think the people of Pennsylvania know that. And as you know, Laura, because you've been to Pennsylvania so many times, I mean, obviously, you spend a lot of time there. It's not just 100,000 people that work in the industry. It's the 350,000 people that all benefit from the industry of fracking. And they know that Donald Trump will expand that industry and liquid natural gas export facilities. Kamala Harris is full of it when she says she's not against banning fracking. She's totally going to do that.
Well, yeah, and listen, you don't even have to take Donald Trump's word for what he's going to do. You just have to look at the actions of Donald Trump and then look at the actions of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. What did Donald Trump do when he was in the White House? He gave us our energy independence. We were almost a net energy exporter whenever Donald Trump was president of the United States. And think about how great that was for our country. Obviously, it made us energy independent, which is a powerful move, but it drove down gas prices. $1.87 was the low of gas prices when Donald Trump was in office. Imagine $1.87. I mean, for your audience, really just think of that. When you go to the gas pump and fill up the next time, think about that. But think about the advantage that gave us on the world stage. It made us stronger, more powerful, and it obviously helped keep prices low here at home. What is it that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden did? First day in office, first executive order, shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. These are people who have had a war on energy from day one, and it will continue. Don't kid yourself with a Kamala Harris administration. We want to drill, baby, drill, as Donald Trump says, and that's what you're getting with Donald Trump back in the White House. We're going to, of course, use the resources here at home. We're going to bring down the gas prices. We're going to bring down inflation. He actually has a plan. Try to ask Kamala Harris to articulate a plan. I'm sure you'll get a bunch of word salad, like always, because she doesn't have one.
It's an unwashed word salad. You know, when you get the salad greens and they're not washed and you forget to wash
them. It's gritty.
Them,
like, oh, yeah, man. Terrible.
Right?
Yeah.
Terrible. It's awful.
Rough.
But 60 Minutes did the salad washing for her. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. And what an insult to the American people. This is the reason that people have such low trust in our media. And, you know, these people are supposed to, once upon a time, journalists, quote unquote, and you have to put that in air quotes, of course, because journalism really is dead in America. And Donald Trump called it out long before any of us really even saw it. But these people are supposed to go out there and report the facts. They're supposed to give us the individuals who want to lead our country and, by and large, the free world, and give us all of what they have to say and their ideas, and just allow us as the people of this country to make that decision. But what 60 Minutes did by editing that video and splicing it together in the very devious way that they did was truly an insult to our democratic process, to every single American, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves, as if these mainstream outlets already hadn't lost enough trust of the American people. There's just another notch they've gone down in the eyes of the public. It is really sad to see.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. You're a mom. I'm a dad. How important is this election for the future of our children?
Well, it's everything. I mean, listen, my kids are 5 and 7 years old. Actually, tomorrow is my birthday, and I am in the beautiful
happy
state
birthday,
of Michigan
Laura
right
Trump!
Now.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank
this is
you.
Huge. A big deal. You're joining
listen,
us on your pre-birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday pregame right now, and I'm here campaigning for Donald Trump because there is nothing more important for my kids' future, for your kids' future, for the future of this country than to ensure that Donald Trump becomes the 47th president. You heard it from Elon Musk at that Butler rally. It could be the last election if we do not do the right thing here. If we do not put someone in who has literally given everything up, including two attempts on his life. He has lost zeros off the back of his net worth. A guy who didn't need this job the first time around, certainly doesn't need this job now, but is really doing it because he believes in this country and he wants to do what's right for America. We have to get Donald Trump back in that White House. It is vital. It is crucial. It is critical. And 25 days from now, I hope everybody there in Pennsylvania is ready because we're going to bed early on election night. We're calling this one early for Donald Trump as the 47th president. Y'all get ready to go to bed and get a good night's sleep on November 5th.
It is going to be our birthday gift to Laura Trump for all of us to get those ballots in early. All right. Let's do a quick happy birthday to you. Got a lot of people here, Laura Trump. All right. Laura
wow.
Trump, everybody. Happy birthday, my friend. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That was a big deal getting her on birthday eve. DeSantis, not that you had anything to do with that, but if you did, well done. Not that you did. But good job. Birthday
eve with
Laura Trump.
I'm taking credit for that. I'm taking credit for it.
Take the win. Take the win. I know it was all Henry. Henry, thank you. It's great to have you back. We get you back for one day. We get Laura Trump on her birthday celebration.
What can I say?
It's amazing.
What can I say?
And Justin, he had a big hand in that too, and Kirk. DeSantis tried to block it. Did you know that deep down inside? Tried to block the interview.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, listen, we're not taking a break. Zip it, everybody. Let's go. Hey. Tone it down. The Scioli Army is fired up. I get it. We're not going to break, though. I got a whole segment still. If I break too early, Henry's going to yell at me. Jimmy Fallon is going to be here at 6:30, okay? The Admiral of the Scioli Navy himself, Jimmy Fallon, will be here at 6:30. So, what do we got to talk about between now and then? We got a lot to talk about between now and then. We have a lot of audio. DeSantis, give me a clip. What should we play? What should we do right now? Where should we go? What do you
well,
like?
So I took the time and made another Kamala Harris word salad if you'd want to hear a second montage.
Jimmy, come on up. Jimmy, this is your moment to shine. Come on. Come on up. Also, if you are somebody who could wear a small Scioli Army shirt and you don't have one, please see that handsome gentleman over there with the beard. All right. But only a small and only if you don't have one. And only if you're really attractive so we can do a picture of you on social media. I'm kidding about the last part. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I think you're all beautiful. I think this is the most beautiful audience in radio. That's what I think. Absolutely. The Scioli Army is damn good looking, if you ask me. Yeah, man. Wear it well, brother. Wear it well. And here's the thing, too. We do have some Scioli Army beanies, but you got to stay till the end of the show for your chance to win them. All right? That's the deal. All right? Now, Kimmy, of our YouTube chat fame, is now going to lead us in the drink word salad game. All right? Do you notice how I've had three people up here and they've all been three attractive women? I'm not a fool. I get ratings. Woke Howard Stern would have three transgender women up here now. That's what he would do. All right, Kimmy. You know how this works. All right? And when we hear her repeat something or say something that is so incomprehensible, we lose our train of thought, you tell everybody, drink.
Okay.
All right? DeSantis, give it to us.
Democrats fail past Democratic presidents, congressional leaders to not codify Roe v. Wade over the past five decades.
I think that, to be very honest with you, I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. Certain issues are just settled.
Clearly we're not.
No, that's right. And that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled times.
Everything is in context. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Drink.
You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
I think it's very important for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
Well done, Kimmy. All right, let's take a break. Well done, Kimmy. Good job. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for all your great YouTube chat. We appreciate it very much. All right, Lauren and Erica, come on up, you two. Lauren and Erica, you're next to do the word salad game, okay? Come on up. I got to get my friends up here, too. Come on. Don't say chance to win. Okay, right. I'm sorry. Can't say chance to win. All right. Your chance to not win, you losers. You get nothing and like it. Your chance to possibly maybe pick up a hat off the floor, but not win a damn thing. Got it? Is that better? I'm just trying to be compliant with the FCC regulations. You cannot, listen, you cannot and will not win a damn thing except my loyalty and friendship. And my love for you as a member of the Zeoli Army. But you're certainly not going to get a hat or a shirt if you stick around to the end when we may or may not, off the air, find a way to put one in your hands by doing something at random. That is definitely not a contest. All right. Lauren, how are you, my friend?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you ready to be the drink host right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, how's everybody's liver doing during this word salad thing? Because this is what I'm worried about. We're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, but you can do this at home as well. Just please don't do it if you're driving, all right? I have to say that disclaimer for the FCC and Soros, if I didn't say it earlier. Please don't drink while you're... Nobody caught that? No? All right.
Soros.
What about chop a dick off of me? Did anybody catch that? Did Henry catch that?
I'm not dumping.
All right, good.
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do it. Good for you. I love it. See, we're taking over. You know what's happening right now is that everybody's attention span is going to hell in a handbasket, which is great. This is what happens in hour number four. Everything goes. Don't say chance to win. I didn't say chance to win. You have no chance to win. None of you do. Listen to me. You'll win nothing. If you people play the lottery tonight, you're going to get nothing. You will not win. Don't even play Powerball. All right. Is that better? Literally, FCC, listen to what I'm saying. I'm giving away nothing.
Next round's on you, Jolie.
FCC, I'm giving away nothing and no chance to get Zeoli Army beanies, and I'm not double-crossing my fingers and winking at the crowd. Okay? Lauren, let's do this, shall we? Let's do this. A little more word salad for us. Go ahead.
I am meeting with a lot of folks, and the work that we have begun is the work that is going to be ongoing.
Drink!
There is no question, and I said this from the very beginning, that our approach to this issue has to be with a commitment to a long-term investment, and it has to be a commitment to consistency.
Drink!
The United States has to be consistent. There were times when we were more engaged and we saw good results, less engaged, and we can see where the work and the partnerships then deteriorate. So I am committed to ensuring that we engage in an active way on the root causes, on addressing the cause and effect, and also being partners in the Western Hemisphere, understanding that we have a responsibility, and if we ignore that responsibility, it will visit itself upon us in a very domestic way. So thank you.
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is for this generation and so many recently far more elusive than it's been. And we need to deal with that.
Well done, Lauren. Great job. Thank you for giving us all cirrhosis of the liver. We appreciate that. Good job, buddy. All right. This is fun. This show is off the rails. I love it. I just got a text from my buddy Joni, who owns a Smoking Dog in Maple Shade, a place we've been to many times. She said, I wish I was able to be at the Grand with you today. I am loving the show. Great job. This is what I mean. You got to come in person. Because these live shows are ridiculous. Am I right? Justin, this is your first one. Kirk, you've been here before, but this is crazy, right? But here's the only problem with live shows is that you have no chance to win anything. I'm just kidding. Okay? Just kidding. Totally kidding. All right, so you can't win anything later in the show. Yes, you can. But the nice thing is the camaraderie of the Zioli Army. I mean, how great is this, right? But here's the thing, and here's what I don't understand, because I was told that all you MAGA people were very rude and hostile and mean, and everybody's so nice to each other. And every time we do the show here, I mean this every single time, we wind up, the bartender tells us, they want to work this show because everybody is so incredibly generous to the bartenders and the servers. Every time. So I don't know what it is, but it seems like the stereotype of MAGA being terrible may not actually be true. Go figure. Imagine that. Wow. All right. And Brian Glass is here, and I made a lot of jokes yesterday about Brian's terrible idea for what's on the cut sheet. I can't say that by law, but for our version of it, which was something like, what's on the clipboard, doctor, or what the hell was it, DeSantis? Do you even remember what it was?
I don't remember, but
see,
it
you
did
said
grow
you
on
liked
me, and now
it yesterday,
I like it.
And you didn't like it. You didn't like it. It was a terrible idea then. It's a terrible idea now.
I've changed my mind. I grew on me after you said it a bunch of times.
All right, fine. Well, what's on the clipboard, doctor, or something right now? Now, unlike MAGA, who's very nice, I'd like to play for you a professor from the University of Kansas who says that men, since that's the theme today is men, who won't vote for Kamala, this is what should happen to them. All right, so we'll see contrast of how nice we all are to each other and how respecting we are of diverse thoughts and opinions and what a lefty believes should happen to men who don't vote for Kamala Harris. Take a listen, please.
Guys are smarter than girls. You got some serious problems. That's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
Sounds like it got by the recording. I don't think they scrapped that. So that's the thinking of those on the left. And unfortunately, I don't want to line anybody up and shoot them if they don't vote for Trump. I'm just very, very worried about what they'll do to us if they get in power, because the crackdown on information and freedom of speech, it really scares me. It does. When Joe Biden, when puppet Biden says, people are getting the death penalty for the Americans are they're dying, the death penalty for the disinformation and the no joke, folks. That's their way of saying that we will use crisis as a way to shut down the First Amendment. The government will be able to say in the name of national security, we can shut down X. Think about what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020, right? And I got to take a quick break because Jimmy Failla is going to come up. But just think about what they did to the New York Post and to you if you tried to share that back then. And think about that on a macro level with the government saying, you're saying disinformation, we're going to shut down the entire platform. And that's the America we'd be looking at in the future if they get their way. I'm telling you, that's what's coming. So I'm going to beg you one more time, if you're a conservative, please don't support the ban on TikTok or the forced sale of TikTok, because that is a ruse to put it on American soil to give Congress the ability to regulate it, just like that jerk Jake Auchincloss, that member of Congress, the Democrat, said the quiet part out loud, Connecticut member of Congress. So we have to be very careful when they bring up the C word, children, or the other C word, China. Be careful, because it is definitely, definitely a ruse to get us to give up our freedom and liberty online. All right, the one and only Jimmy Failla is going to join us next. We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Streaming on YouTube. We're so happy to be here together with you, and we'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is a big deal. Every night, 5 days a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., he's got his own TV show. He's a New York Times best-selling author. He barely, and I mean barely, has a high school diploma. But he's got a record-setting Saturday night comedy show, and it's actually comedy. And a nationally syndicated radio show, which you can hear 5 days a week on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. He's the Admiral of the Zioli Army, of the Navy, excuse me. And, by the way, he's a trophy husband to Jenny Failla. The one and only Jimmy Failla, he's here. Hello, Jimmy Failla. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. You forgot to say participation trophy, number one.
Right.
But number two, I just can tell from your intro, you haven't been drinking at all. That's weird.
Might have had a couple pops. I'm not going to lie. Might have had an empty stomach.
On the way there. No, you sound great. I love a good rosy-cheeked Zioli, because you know something? It gets me in the mood. Like if you're slurring your speech, it gets me in the mood to talk Kamala later on my show, which is a nice touch.
Well, the good news is that.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you first. Go ahead.
No, I want to thank the Philly fans for making me feel welcome to PHT this week.
Yeah,
thank you. They sent me. They just sent me a pager all the way from Lebanon. I thought that was nice. In case I need to get in touch, I guess, during the commercial breaks, they're like, here's the pager. Don't be afraid to use it. So thank you, you guys. Very nice.
We knew you were going to be a huge hit, and you are, and it's great. I've got nothing but incredible feedback. We're so happy to have you on the station. And yes, the rosy cheeks, you know, when I am a guest on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, they have makeup and hair, and it's all nice. And it takes them 6 or 7 hours to put it on my face and do it. But it covers up the rosacea / alcoholism, and it's very helpful. You know what I mean?
No, it is true. As I was trying to warn people earlier, you got to be careful now, because if you get drunk in public a lot, the Democrats will nominate you for president. That's the issue.
We've actually been doing a drinking game today where we've had people come up, and every time Kamala Harris repeated a word in one of her word salads, they would say drink, and everybody here at the crowd at the Grand Hotel would take a drink. And we've had 15 people pass out drunk in the last 5 minutes.
By the way, they should be honest. That place should be called the Grand Marnier Hotel. Place is hammered. The last time I was there with you, a cop pulled me over in the parking lot. He's like, are you drinking? I was like, no. He's like, well, here you go then. And he handed me a six pack.
I I have in front of me now a Yingling, a Miller Lite, two Cape May IPAs, and another Yingling that people just kept bringing me during the course of the show. And I'm doing the show, and I'm not even realizing I'm drinking beer. And then I'm like, Jimmy Fallon's here as the Admiral of the Zioli Marine Corps. Man, but we miss you, buddy. And you drove all the way down here last time, which was great. It was so fun to have you come in person. It only took you 18 hours, so that was a big deal. You picked up a few fares along the way, but we appreciate it. And it's a natural fit for you to be on PHT after me, because we really are the modern day Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. We really are, the two of us together. I mean, everybody says that.
You know, we're like Saul McCartney and Don Lennon. You know, it's not Paul and John. It's like Saul and Don. We're like they're white trash brothers who didn't start a band, but we spent a lot of the royalty money on the side. And I like that about us. I think it works. But yes, it has been glorious, and we are single-handedly changing the world, because we are. And I listen, man. I want us to get credit for this, because we are the most regular people in media, and I don't think anybody understands that. Most people who are working in media, first of all, most people, like, look at Fox News. Most of the people who look here like TV stars. I look like I installed your TV, as you know. but they have actual, like, education, formal backgrounds. We do represent the regular guy, because the regular guy's having a moment right now. Like, I'm being very serious, and that's part of Trump's appeal, is the imperfection of Donald Trump. If the guy does right by you with policies, you don't care if he's a mess. We all have a buddy or a brother or a relative who's actually a dysfunctional lunatic, but he cuts the hell out of your lawn every Thursday or trims the hedges, so you stick with his landscaping service. That's who Trump is. He's that guy in your life that's a highly functioning lunatic that we need more of in the world, because the other people know how to present well, but they can't get anything done. You don't want the landscaper who doesn't drink after a shift, or at least pop some pills before it. That's going to be crooked bushes, and it's never going to cut the grass on a holiday weekend. You know it, and I know it.
And when they do, they're going to overcharge you and then just not do the job. So that's the other problem, too.
Thank you.
Why is it, do you think, that Kamala Harris can never answer a question, ever? What is the problem? What's going on with this?
Well, as we say on my show, problem A is wine and problem B is pills, and it depends on the day. But you're right to say the October surprise would be her coherently answering a question. Like, it is that bad. And the reason why, and this does matter, is she's so uncomfortable in her own skin, obviously. And it's not to say she's probably, like, obviously educated. She's an attorney general of San Francisco. And you've got to at least have good grades, or at least Willie Brown's home number, to get that gig. And, you got to get at least a D if you're picking up what I'm putting down. And the point is, we're working a little blue here. The point is,
it's late and we're all drunk, so let's go for it. Why not?
Thank you. But I say this all the time. Every one of her answers looks like she's trying to convince a bouncer to let her back into the bar. So if you picture her with a Cosmo in her hand with the hiccups, these seem like very reasonable answers. And that's the problem. Her handlers keep photoshopping the Cosmo glass out of her hand. They should just lean in. Do you remember my speech about dysfunctioning people? Kamala came out and said, hey, I've been half in the bag the last 3 years. That's why I laugh for no reason about school buses and Venn diagrams. We'd go, oh, that's kind of funny. That's lit. She shows up to the interviews bombed. I've done that from time to time, and you'd own it. But it's the fraud of who she is that makes her come across so inauthentic to the rest of us. We all know a person like that, and she knows we know. That's the problem. So it just gets harder and harder for her every time she's asked.
And then to bring Tim Walz out to try to get men engaged. I mean, you're bringing out the goofiest guy.
Whoa. Now, to be clear, I want to stop you right there, because Tim is the kind of guy that wants to get engaged to men. It's not as bad as it sounds, okay? We've had this conversation before. Tim Walz absolutely has the vibe of a priest who winds up being transferred to 9 different parishes for whatever reason. And... And listen, I know that's a little out there, but I can tell those jokes because I was a chubby altar boy. Nobody hit on me, so I'm being honest.
To me, he looks like if Richard Simmons and Tommy Boy got together, like if Richard Simmons and Chris Farley's character Tommy Boy got together and had a baby, that would be Tim Walz. With all the physical movements, you know,
yes,
and the goofballness and everything. Because he's like Tommy Boy, but he's also over the top like Richard Simmons. So it's kind of this strange coming together.
Yes, but that's the point of him, is he's supposed to make Kamala look sober, like the normal person on the ticket. So his antics, in comparison, kind of outshine hers because of what you just said, with the arms waving and the hopping yeah. around and the everything in between. But man, he if you watched his interviews, he sucks, man. Did you see Shannon Bream rough him up?
Yes.
She did a great job
on him.
Yeah, and like, who among us wouldn't want to be roughed up by Shannon Bream? Let's be clear. but not in the way it happened to him. That's all I'm trying to say.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, we joked about this on your Saturday Night show, Fox News Saturday Night, where we talked about Tim Walz, and I said, this is not a sitcom. This is not a bad America's Dad sitcom where he's the goofy Midwestern white guy character, and if it was, it would have been canceled after the tampons in the boys' room episode. I mean, they're trying to bring this guy out there to get men motivated in the race because they have a man problem. They got a male voter problem. And doesn't that come from the fact that the Democrat Party has been so condescending towards men all these years and telling us toxic masculinity and you can't be a man and all the other things, or you can be a man if you're a woman? So it's just a mixed message and this incredible cognitive dissonance we've all been getting for the last several years.
Yeah, because their model of what a man is not the man anybody wants. Like, no woman wants to date a guy who she can tell to get in the car. You know what I'm saying? Get in the car. And he's like, all right, honey, I'm sorry, don't hit me. You know? But that's what Tim Walz represents, man. And you know this, I know this. The only reason we are the greatest superpower in the world, the only reason we're not all speaking German right now, is because on D-Day, a bunch of toxic masculinity guys got in the boats and opened up a can of whoop-ass on the beach in Normandy.
Yeah,
okay?
Well said. Yeah.
That's reality. It's like, but that's the divide facing the country. Republicans represent the guys who saved Private Ryan. Liberals represent the guys who watched Private Ryan on Netflix and complained there wasn't enough diversity in the boats that day.
The problem is if you'd send over a bunch of beta dudes to storm the beaches of Normandy, they all would have had like a peanut allergy or something and not been able to get on the beach.
You know what it is? You know? They would have turned around because nobody packed sunscreen.
I don't want to die from German cabins when the melanoma could really get me right now. Come on.
What do you mean? Nobody on this boat's been vaccinated for COVID? I'm not braving that mortar fire.
And we also live, I mean, it's the craziest time ever, too, when you've got Melania Trump on the five and women are mad at her for coming out and speaking and writing a book in an age where we're told that Trump is some misogynist and his beautiful wife, who's the first lady, is on TV doing her own thing without him. And they're like, she needs to be by his side. And these are supposedly the feminists who are screaming this. It's amazing.
Yeah, listen, man. Anytime in this day and age, a woman has the nerve to go on TV without a penis, women get very upset in the Democratic Party. They're like, but where's her schlong? I don't understand. Here's the thing. And this is for everyone in the audience, okay? If Melania Trump, for real, was a liberal, if she was a liberal, meaning, and she's a self-made millionaire supermodel immigrant who speaks five languages, if she was a liberal, she would have her name on 10 federal office buildings right now. She would probably have her face on Money by now if a liberal had her accomplishments as a first lady. And think about, like, the Vogue covers. Jill Biden's got two covers of Vogue. Melania is lucky to get the covers in bed when Trump rolls over at night, you know. And I'm not slighting Jill Biden, who speaks two languages, English and Joe. You know, it's not nothing.
Biden's revenge tour is the greatest tour I've ever seen since Metallica in 1993. I mean, this is amazing stuff, right? He knows he got shoved out of the race. He's angry, yep. And he wants her to lose. There's no one that's rooting for Trump more right now at this moment in time than Joe Biden. It's amazing.
Yes, and every time he gets on TV now, because you remember this, when Biden was running, they wouldn't let him take questions. You remember that was like the running gag, is he couldn't do interviews, couldn't do questions. He'd read a 3-minute script at the podium and run away. Nowadays, he gives a 2-minute update on the hurricane, and he's like, all right, folks, I've got all day. What do you want to know? And no matter what they ask him, he'll be like, oh, yeah, I did that with Kamala. And no matter what the question is.
Right.
He is, because this is the thing, man. Whether she, if she loses, obviously he loves that because he resents them forcing them off the ticket. Mm-hmm. But if by some miracle of God she wins, he still wants to be able to take some credit for the victory too, you know? And it's fascinating to watch this play out in real time, but he hates her. And Jill hates everybody. And that's my favorite part of the whole thing, because she obviously was the elder abuser that wanted to run this play because she likes, you know, running all the red lights in a motorcade and flying on Air Force One, which who doesn't? Okay. I know women who liked Air Force One so much they were willing to intern in the Clinton White House and come home with a stained blue dress once in a while.
And the other thing, too, is that what I love is that Biden not only is like that guy who retired, you run into the grocery store and he's like, I've got nowhere to be, so let's catch up. But he also does it exactly when she starts talking. So she has a rally in Detroit. 2 minutes later, he's like, I'm here to take questions. Who's got them? She goes on The View and Biden's like, let's talk about the hurricane. Come on. Who's got it? And all the media goes from Kamala to Joe. And then while he's there, he completely throws her under the bus. And this battle that I keep hearing about between the Biden people and the Harris people, all I keep thinking is the Biden people keep going back to, do you remember the time you were on that debate stage and you said, Joe, you're a racist? I was that little girl, Joe. Well, guess what? Uh-huh. Revenge is a dish best served cold. Eat up, mother effer. You know what I mean?
But the only thing I'm going to fact check you on is he's not eating dishes. It's just a can of Ensure. There's no actual there's no solid food. If you wanted to say revenge is a can best served cold, I'm with you.
Revenge is a smoothie. Best served cold.
And he does have, you're right, and he does have that long memory about that debate where she said, you know, you were fighting against integrated school buses. There was a little girl who wanted to get on that bus. The only point she left out, though, is that it was a short bus. That's the only misrepresentation.
And that it was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Only she wasn't there because she was in Canada. So yeah, there's that.
She's a hero of the Bay Area who grew up in French Quebec. You know, like all Oakland A's fans. Like all Oakland A's fans, her favorite player growing up was Tim Wallach on the Montreal Expos. Don't ask me how that happened.
And Fela, don't you love how Obama comes out and he's like, where are all the brothers? How come they're not back in Kamala Harris? And then he gets back on his private jet and flies back to Martha's Vineyard, where literally he's like the only black guy.
Where he lands at his house and his own staff calls the cops on him. It's like, no, it's him. No, it's me. I'm the ex-president. I swear. That is who Obama is, though, to liberals. Because remember this, the Democrats are the racists. We don't care. Nobody cares in the Republican Party. Excuse me, we're the party from the North that fought to free the slaves in the Civil War. They're the Dixiecrats. But I bring this up, why? Okay, because what Obama did for liberals is he allowed a lot of them to absolve their own racism by saying, oh, no, we like Obama. And I don't doubt that they did like Obama. He was a great public speaker. He was just a terrible president. But he, again, again, appeals to who? The Nancy Pelosi's, the Bette Midler's of the world, the ones who say that if we close the border, we're not going to have anybody to pick the fruit. As if migrants don't get jobs as doctors, teachers, lawyers, cops, firemen, and everything else in the world. Did you see that Bette Midler tweet this week? We're doing it on my show tomorrow night. She goes, if you think grocery prices are higher now, wait till Trump deports the people who pick the groceries, bag them, and take them to the grocery store. That is like the most racist thing I've ever heard. And that is who the white liberal woman is, the one who donated to Black Lives Matter. And then when Black Lives Matter took all their money and bought mansions in Studio City, California, they were the first ones to call the cops on them when they moved in. And that's hilarious. Hilarious.
So what do we got tomorrow night in Fox News, Saturday night with Jimmy Failla? Who you got on the show?
Kennedy's on the human highlight reel, two sports star from MTV and, of course, the Fox platform. A great comedian, Paul Verzey. He opens up for Bill Burr on the road, and he's fantastic. Gina Brione, she came in second on America's Got Talent. You might know her, but she's coming on to talk. We're doing a Kamala game called Whose Accent Is It Anyway?
Nice.
Where we decide which accent Kamala's talking in this week. And Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First is making his long overdue debut. According to him, it's long overdue. But no, we'll have fun with him. He's going to be great.
That's great. And I'm coming on too?
I was told you're on in a few weeks, right? And then you're on again, right, either before or after the election. I mean, you're a fixture on the show. I'm not trying to give you that.
I'm going to be like that guy standing outside every time you're taping, just looking through the glass like, do you need me?
Now, do you remember that cardboard cutout on Three Men and a Baby that everybody thought was like a ghost or something? It's going to be Zioli just in the corner studio window when we do the show. No, the problem is we need you on the show. We don't need you after the show, okay? And everyone listening needs to know this. You can take the Zioli out of Cape May, but you can't take the Cape May out of Zioli. Guys, he comes on my show and drinks like he's pledging a fraternity at the after party. And I go home, wake up, make a tater tot quiche for my family on a Sunday, and I'm still getting texts from Zioli about trying to catch a cab on Fifth Avenue.
And waiting for you to pick me up. Jimmy Failla, everybody, he's on next. We got to go. All right, brother, I'll see you. Tune in to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. See you, pal. All right, that's the show live from Cape May, New Jersey. And thanks to Dr. Mike Veneria for sponsoring the big story of the hour. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. We will be back here live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, December 20th. Mark your calendar. The Zioli Army is the greatest. You are the greatest audience in the history of radio. And we have some beanies that you can't win. Good night.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.